Terrence Trent D'Arby, if you let me stay here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Friday. Nipper can't stay. Today's his last day.
Oh!
It's a shocker.
We're going to miss you, Nipper.
What is going on with the world? Well, there's somebody, the talent of Nipper.
God, is looking for a new gig.
Unbelievable. Nipper, hopefully it won't be too long. You'll be back in action. Of course, you can still wake up really, really, really early and listen to us if you want to.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, that's got to sound enticing, doesn't
Nothing stopping you doing that, Nipper, now. Come on, let's be honest. You don't have to leave us all together.
Yeah, exactly. You can drop in and out, you know, in between turning over, in between the odd snooze. And also, top of the morning, gents, Chainsaw Man, looking forward to a big weekend in the GAA, Limerick in action, of course.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So he's looking forward to that. Right, let's get stuck into the birthdays today. Good selection of birthdays for you today. I tell you, I'm excited on your behalf today with the birthdays.
Very good, So what are we talking then?
What
let's
are we
get
talking?
Stuck in.
Only people of this kind of calibre.
Did this show in the southern United States, and there was a poster outside this college, and it said, Mick Jagger slept with your grandmother. It was meant as a sort of joke, because it was a college gig, you know, for like 20-year-olds.
That is so bizarre, isn't it?
Thing is, it was probably true.
No, exactly.
It was probably true.
The fact that he would be as popular with people as he was with their grandparents.
I know, it's mad, isn't it? Talk about it. I mean, they're unbelievable. Let's be honest. The only time I ever saw Jim got really angry with me was when we went to the Rolling Stones gig, right? And we came in the next morning. And I says, jeepers, they were rubbish last night. And Jim turned around and goes, you muck. Because they were so good.
It was brilliant. They were absolutely I thought you were going to say, I got angry with you because I was over in the cheap seats and you were there having cucumber sandwiches in a box watching them and all that.
It was wonderful, yeah. It's a pity you weren't allowed in. It was brilliant. Oh.
How the other half lives. Yeah. The phone to PJ. Where are you? Where are you? Yeah, but did we not get the same tickets off the same people? Yeah. Yeah, but where are you? I'm just having a beer in the box and the thing and the...
Yeah. Well, I was ringing you, looking for you, wondering where you were. I thought you were lost.
And I was over in the cheap seats.
I love
Unbelievable.
It.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's actually great fun when that happens. But the Forever Young Festival, I drove in, straight in, nipped up, parked at the backstage, did the gig. Jim comes in. Jesus Christ. I had to go through security. I was getting searched. You had to queue up. Going in all the way.
Unbelievable.
It was really, you want to see the head in him. The head in him and his missus.
I tell you, obviously in life, there are just people in life who are designed to be downtrodden. I'm obviously just one of those people.
It was so funny.
I'm one of life's great doormats. Where's she going? Get back in the queue there. But my friend is in. And he's at the back of the stage.
And the best thing is, we had exactly the same passes. Exactly the same passes.
I'm going to have to start going to assertiveness classes. That's what I'm going to have to do.
Right, I reckon.
Anyway, sorry, back to the man in question. Sir Mick Jagger.
I think he's like 73.
Oh, 76.
Ah, fart.
Right there, 76. That opening, when he came out to Sympathy for the Devil.
It was unbelievable, wasn't it?
That still gives me chills thinking about it.
It really was. I thought they're starting to write This Is a Bad Idea now, because they'll never match it with a finish, you know?
Yeah,
but they
did,
it was fantastic.
It's incredible. Anyway, right, so there's Sir Mick Jagger, Rolling Stones frontman, 76. We're going to stay with rock legends. Roger Taylor.
Ah, Roger Taylor.
Queen.
Oh, he's not the fella from The Who then. That's a different Roger, is it? Right, that's grand.
No, now you have me confused. No, this is definitely Roger Taylor from Queen. Who are you thinking of?
Roger Daltrey, I suppose.
Roger Daltrey.
Yeah, your man.
Of, right, okay.
You know.
Who are you? Yeah. Who are you?
His name is Jim McCabe.
Yeah.
Right.
Queen drummer. Normally drummers aren't
to be
as
fair,
famous
how
as Roger
in the name
Taylor.
Of God am I supposed to know a drummer from any band?
To be fair,
how
though,
are you supposed to know? The only drummer anybody knows is Larry Mullen.
Yeah. Mind you, Roger Daltrey does have a bit more about him. Or sorry, Roger Taylor does have a bit more about him than Charlie Watts. Remember that? That was the one thing about the Stones gig.
That was the only thing about the Stones gig.
It was like...
The three lads were brilliant looking. Looking like you couldn't believe they were their age. Banging away, looking mad, doing all the rock and roll thing. And then your man on drums.
Jeez.
Looked like he was handing out loans in the Athlone Credit Union. He really did.
He's an unlikely rock star.
Oh my
Charlie
God.
Watts, isn't
he's
he?
The most...
With his trousers up at his chest.
Trousers up to his nipples. And his belt's tight. And he's just sitting there... Yeah, you could see him getting his cup of cocoa.
Takes a lot to get him excited.
Oh, I don't think he can get excited anymore.
Yeah.
Jeepers. Yeah, anyway, at least the more excited. Like Queen, a drummer from Queen, for God's sake. No one remembers drummers, especially back then. the old jokes about drummers and everything, like
hanging around with musicians.
Hanging around musicians, and yeah, you can park in the disabled spot if you leave your sticks on the dashboard and all. Back then, back in the day, they used to say all these things about drummers.
Oh dear.
I haven't a rashers. I'm going to say like 68.
70.
Ah, okay.
Not too bad, not too bad. Right, okay, let's get on to the actresses. There's loads of actors and actresses today. Helen Mirren.
Oh, right, yeah, she's fantastic.
Yeah,
though.
Great actress.
She is. She's one of those people, though, that you do this, you go, oh, my God, amazing, she's so good. Jeepers, I loved her. And what was it? She did. She did a movie about a teen, wasn't it?
She was in, yeah. Some of the movies she was in don't necessarily live up to how talented she is.
I think she's a really good actor in really crap movies a lot of the time, like, to be honest with you.
She was in that, you know, those Red movies where it was like they were like...
No.
They were like OAP assassins, if you know what I mean. John Malkovich and Bruce Willis and all was in it.
Never heard of these movies.
Yeah. And then there was... what else was she in?
See, there you go. Look, this is what I'm... This is my point.
I always associate it with Prime
Case
Suspect.
In point.
Remember Prime Suspect on the telly?
No!
Back in the day. No?
What was that one?
I swear she was the copper. No.
Don't know that one either.
Very good actress though, isn't she?
Oh, good. Oh, I'm thinking of all her movies now and I'm nearly gone. I can't stay awake. I've changed my mind. She's useless. I gotta say she's like 63.
74.
No,
she looks very well on 74, my
God. Really does, yeah.
Wow.
Well, I mean, she looks as well as she did in that movie. What was it called? Yeah, that one.
Right, sticking with people who look very well. This one's going to... PJ could go all melty here now. He could go all sort of gooey and all, and all, you know, fawny-eyed and everything. Because it's only Sandra Bullock's birthday today.
I fartin' love Sandra Bullock. I do, I absolutely love Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, you've said on a couple of occasions.
Oh, I do, yeah.
More than Mel C.
Yeah,
yeah,
she probably do, yeah, to be honest, yeah,
sure,
she passes her out, yeah.
Sure Sandra would be equally disturbed to know that.
She would, yeah, she would. She'd be horrified to know what their thoughts I've been having of...
It'd be interesting to see what sort of an uneasy laugh Sandra Bullock could give you.
I'll never get over that. What? How bad was that, man?
I loved you when I was a kid.
I really fancied you and just boys, girls. Do you remember the laugh she did?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it was chronic.
It was a little bit sort of, oh my God.
I wanted Mel B to open her mouth and swallow me up. That's how embarrassed I was.
Now, what about, how much do you love Sandra Bullock? I mean, other than Speed, do you know any of her other movies?
I can't think of the name of them. The one where she's a cop pretending to be a model. And the one where she adopts the young lad.
Miss Congeniality.
Yeah, the one where she adopts the young lad. And
what's the one where she adopts
the young lad? I don't know, some young lad. He has all these problems and she adopts and looks after him. I don't pay attention to the storylines, Jim. Or the names. I don't really care. I just hear she's in it and I give it a look. You know what I mean? That's as far as it goes.
The ultimate cop. Imagine seeing that as a review for a movie. Imagine somebody... BJ as a movie reviewer. I want to see this movie. I can't remember the name of it. It's something about it. I don't know. Didn't really pay attention to the plotline. Sandra Bullock's in it.
Yeah. And then there's the other one where she...
5 stars.
She wakes up and her husband isn't dead anymore. Do you know that one? He was and then he isn't.
I've never heard that one.
Yeah, no, she's in it. Like, honestly, she's in it. It's well worth a look.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Well worth a look.
His other movie review, she wakes up. Who? Sandra Bullock wakes up and her husband's not dead. And, yeah, no, that's it.
That's
really.
It there. Yeah, I don't know how it ends. I wasn't paying attention. I was looking at Sandra Bullock. So I got to say, she's 48.
55 now.
Oh my God, is she?
55.
Jeez. Now, Talia, and there's Jackass over here saying, Helen Mirren look well for her age. Tell you.
Right, what about hard man actor Jason Statham? There's a man that keeps himself in good nick.
Yeah.
And there's a man, I tell you, he's an idol of mine, in fairness. Keeps himself in good nick, action hero, and dated Kelly Brook.
Dated Kelly Brook, and talks about hurling in one of his films, doesn't he?
Does he?
When he says, he holds this to hurling, goes, this is a hurl from the ancient Irish game of hurling. Half part, half murder, half sport, or something like that. Isn't it? And then he
very
uses
accurate
it
description
to kill a fella.
Yeah, that could have come straight out of the mouth of Micheál Amira Hertig. That could have.
Yeah.
This is half murder,
the ancient Irish sport from before the world was even created. Half athletic ability, half murder. The greatest game to ever grace the face of the earth.
They should put that in an RTE promo now for the Limerick game at the weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
Half sport, half murder.
It's Limerick Kilkenny, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a belter of a game. And of course, the Yellow Bellies are playing Tipperary as well. That's going to be magnificent.
The who?
The Yellow Bellies, Wexford. They're playing
Tipperary. Is that what they're known as?
Yeah.
The Yellow Bellies?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Did you not?
No.
The Yellow Bellies, yeah.
I've heard them referred to as the Wexicans, but never the Yellow Bellies.
Yeah, the Yellow Bellies, yeah.
Wow.
Because the way the thing sits,
sure,
the purple's on top and the yellow's on the bottom.
They're probably not overly proud of that.
I think they're very proud of it.
Of being called Yellow Bellies.
I would be very careful now. Going into the weekend, we're going into now, Jim McCabe, to be laughing at the Yellow Belly. You could get yourself in serious trouble.
Where lads have lumps of ash.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it could be, it's 2007 since the Yellow Belly lifted the trophy. So I'd be very careful now, Jim McKay, walking around Dublin slagging off the Yellow Bellies this week.
I didn't slag them off. He said, I never knew.
He said you should be ashamed of yourself for enjoying that name. He says, shove your blah in your mouth hole, he said.
Me and Jason Statham, we're not worried about it.
No. Half pat.
We're very similar.
Both half case murderers.
You know what I mean? Both follically challenged. Both, you know.
I love the way that's where it ends.
Carved from
he
stone.
He couldn't think about this.
Both carved from stone. Both fans of Kelly Brook, although he actually got to go out with her. But there you go.
Yeah.
Other than that, we're basically the same person, me and Jason Statham.
Like me and Sandra Bullock. Neither of us seem to know what we were doing. I'm going to say that... Who are we talking to?
Jason Statham.
Oh, yeah. He's like 51.
Oh, not bad. 52.
Oh, okay.
52. Right, your last chance to redeem yourself is with disgraced actor. So we're right in your neck of the woods. Disgraced actor Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey, the dirty fecker.
From hero to zero in one fell swoop.
Oh, Kevin Spacey, yeah. He got off there during the week, did you see that?
Did he?
He got off, yeah, all the charges have been dropped against
him. I just read that Riggedy Scott,
yeah.
Yeah. Erased him from the movie. He was doing this movie called, hang on a second, I'll find out what the movie called.
I think I've heard this story, yeah.
Right. The movie was called All the Money in the World. And
wow.
Kevin Spacey was starring in it. And Ridley Scott reshot the whole movie, cost millions to erase Kevin Spacey.
Unbelievable.
From
it. That's mad.
It's crazy, isn't
it? Of course, Kevin Spacey still got paid for it.
Yeah.
Because he did all this work.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Would have been contracted or whatever.
Like, that's... It just shows how much money is involved in stuff, isn't it?
Oh, huge.
Like, if I did something outrageous now...
Again, like another thing.
Like, young offenders are stuck with me.
Yeah.
They're stuck with me in that show. The best they can do is just not let it on and ruin us on everybody.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They'd never,
ever...
Or would
they pay millions to reshoot it without you?
But that's... Even the BBC can't afford to go and reshoot the entire thing all over. Even the BBC can't. But Hollywood...
Oh.
No bother. Not a
wipe
problem.
Wipe them out. Wipe
so, yeah,
them out.
So we'll just do it again. Be grand. Start. Yeah. You know what I mean? Without your man. Be grand. No problem. Put someone else in there. I hear Jim McCabe's knocking around doing the Jason Statham impression. He'd be good at that, yeah. So there you go.
Kevin Spacey. Sure, look, you haven't had any of the other
63.
Right. Don't guess, will you? Take that back.
Okay.
Say it backwards. Okay, grand. Right, so you haven't had any right so far. It is Friday. You should go out on a high. Kevin Spacey, it's a significant birthday. He is...
70.
Oh, Jesus, he's 60.
Well, how could he be?
He's 60.
Well, I tell you
how could he be? He was born 60 years ago, that's...
Of course he was, the dirty fecker.
Cheers, Tara, 6:33. How are you? Happy Woo-hoo! Friday to you.
Do you know what? It's one of the weirdest weeks.
Why?
Because it feels like it should only be Wednesday, and yet it's Friday already. I'm loving it.
It has flown in, I think. Yeah,
yeah,
it's been
really? Yeah. I think it's been really fast, yeah.
Yeah, it feels like it should be Wednesday.
Yeah, it's been quick. Definitely, it's been quick for sure, yeah. I'm liking it.
I'm not feeling it.
Are you not feeling it?
I'm very happy it's Friday.
Nah, don't believe
it. Don't get me wrong. I'm very happy, and I'm delirious it's Friday
as
well.
I wish Friday had to come 2 days ago.
But you see, it did come 2 days ago. It's very dark, though, isn't it?
What? Yeah. What's happened there now this week?
Is that just cloud? Tell me that's just cloud.
I wish I could. Somebody basically didn't turn the lights on in time this morning, I think.
That's very... What? This last few days have been very strange.
Yeah, like even 20 past five, it was still dark-like.
I don't like that.
No, me neither.
I don't like it at all. Because once it gets dark, it stays dark for like 2 years.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable how long it takes for it to come back around again.
I know.
Any big weekend plans?
There's little joy until the snow arrives.
Yeah.
Oh, for God's sake. Forget it. I don't want to know about your plans.
Yeah, who
if
cares?
You're gonna start talking
no one cares what she's doing now.
Snow at the end of July. No,
I'm
seriously.
I'm gonna hopefully have a couple of swims before maybe the weather turns horribly the other direction.
Before the snow comes,
yeah. I'm going to hopefully have a couple more sea swims because I'm loving
and
those.
What's the story of the weekend? Is there going to be good weather the weekend? Anybody know?
Well, it's going to be kind of fairly mild and in the 20s and a little bit of rain and a little bit of cloud. It's not going to be bright sunshine, but that'll do.
Okay.
I'll take it. As long as I'm warm, take it.
So swimming and sleep, that's my priority for the weekend ahead.
Two of the greatest S's in the world.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Anybody else know any other great S's? Say no more. There's no need for that. Carry on. Keep it to yourself, PJ. Salt, that's exactly
that's
the thing. And that's bad for you, isn't it? Sugar, that's another thing that's bad for you. That's another one.
There must be
shoes.
One
shoes.
Yeah, you and me both, Travi. Travi McCoy with Bruno Mars and Billionaire. And just ahead of it was Bananarama, Love in the First Degree, your Get Up and Go song on this Friday. Happy Friday to you, folks. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 18 minutes to 7 o'clock. Hopefully you're in good form. Whatever's going on for you, whatever you've got planned. Mike, PJ, myself, of course, have a very sporting morning ahead after the show.
Absolutely,
well, in fact, it might kind of drift into the show.
I'd say there's a fair chance of that now, to be honest with you.
Mike came to work today with a selection of bats, as PJ would like to say. There's one cricket bat.
Yeah, he's got
a couple of golf bats.
He's got a few golf bats, yeah. There's all kinds of batting implements here.
You never know. There might be a bit of a sporting flavour at some point during the course of the show.
Tell you.
Be afraid.
Be afraid, everybody. Or at least be careful if you're around the Dublin 1 area anyway.
Hopefully there's helmets involved. Anyway, 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout, whatever's going on for you. Tony the Greenkeeper is a very, very happy man. After 12 straight days of working, it's the weekend.
It is.
And Tony has the weekend off.
Oh, fair play to you, Tony. Have a good one.
Yeah, enjoy. Helen Mirren was the queen. She was the queen, of course, wasn't she? She was in that big movie about the queen.
Oh, that's right. Of course she was. Yeah, I knew there was something more recent. I just couldn't put me in. Well, I wasn't able to think. It was too early.
Liam and Limerick's on say, I'm with you, Jim. Sandra Bullock. OMG. Yes, boy.
Oh.
It's Liam and Limerick. Actually, it's PJ who's even more.
It's me.
I mean, I am a big fan of Sandra Bullock. Don't get me wrong. I do admire her very much. Lovely. But PJ has, like, you know.
Yeah,
it's
well.
A shrine.
It's been a thing. It's been a thing going back years, so it has, yeah.
Also, I'm not sure what Margaret's talking about here, but she says her loss, PJ, must be with that time. Mel C turned you down.
Well, I tell you something. I really prefer if we didn't speak about this anymore.
Okay.
I can't speak about it without feeling utterly, completely ashamed of myself. It was absolutely desperate. It really was. Oh,
her
God.
Her loss, PJ.
Her loss, yeah. I'm sure she's raging. That she blew it.
By the way, thanks to everybody who let us know that The Blind Side is the name of that movie where Sandra Bullock adopts somebody who... I think they're a sports person or something. Is that what it is now?
Like I said, I wasn't paying attention to the story, Jim. I was looking at Sandra Bullock in it.
Fair point.
Very good, so it was.
Anyway, it's called The Blind Side. Anthony and Galway and a few other people let us know. I love Sandra Bullock more than Christmas, says Elf Terry. Sandra Bullock is proving to be extremely popular, isn't she? Who'd have thought it?
What do you mean, who'd have thought it? Who'd have thought any different?
You know what I mean? She doesn't, like, okay, we know we're fans, but, you know, she doesn't get mentioned in the same sort of general area.
She's more a connoisseur sort of a choice, I think, to be honest with you. I think anybody who knows the real...
thinking man's symbol.
Thinking, something like that, maybe, yeah.
Obviously, because you're involved as well, but I'm just saying in general, it's...
Unbelievable. Outrageous. I tell you, if I could think of some comeback now, you'd be in trouble.
Somebody saying Premonition is the movie. I don't know what that's a reference to.
Oh, that's the one, yeah, where she sees that she wakes up and the husband isn't dead anymore.
Oh, right.
That's that one, yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
And is that any good?
Like I said, I don't really know, Jim. I wasn't paying attention to it. To the storyline.
Apparently, there's something called Yellow Belly Beer from Wexford. Jim, who's a plonker, has told us that. Morning, lads. Apparently, Jason Statham says it's a cross between ice hockey and murder.
Ice hockey and murder. There you go. That's what I knew. It was a cross between murder and something else, and I couldn't think of what the other one was.
Somebody was saying, speaking of hotties, Susanna Hoffs
ah!
turned 60 recently, Ollie in Galway.
And have you seen her?
I'm just kindly sent us a picture.
Oh, she looks outrageous.
Is that Susanna Hoffs at 60?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Wow.
It is. That's Susanna Hoffs at 60. She posted that on her Instagram and on her Twitter there only last week. And you want to see. Like, look at it. That's unbelievable.
Yeah. You should bottle that, whatever that is.
That's weird, that's witchcraft impressive. Stuff, though. It is. To look like that at 60 is witchcraft.
Absolutely. Can you give a shout out to the lads in Duggan Steel Van? Last day of work for 2 weeks.
All right, Duggan Steel Van.
Right, very good.
Duggan Steel Van.
Maybe it's the Duggan Steel Van.
Is that the name of their band? The Duggan Steel Van. They're all on road to go off to do a gig.
Yeah, there would be something very, very rock about that,
the
wouldn't
there? The Duggan Steel Van band is on their way to a town near you, performing for two nights only everywhere.
Fantastic. Somebody's saying the most famous S's, the three most famous S's are the old shave and shower.
That still doesn't clear it up, because that still sounds you mean one of the good one.
You say
as
hi
opposed
to
a pump new, like
Antoinette and Harry Brown were sitting in the car at Holyhead waiting to go from Haven.
Go home from Haven.
It must be that, yeah. They must have been over there and they're coming back to Cork.
Yeah.
Where's Haven again?
Having a rashers. Right. Having a rashers. Obviously Wales wise though anyway.
Yeah. Mary's remembering when I used to talk a lot about Kelly Brook. Yeah, I used to have a bit of a crush on Kelly Brook.
Yeah, he does be going on about it, all right, yeah.
Yeah, I think I once had a Kelly Brook calendar.
Did you really?
Yeah, yeah.
It's very funny. Yeah. The only problem is when Jim goes on about Kelly Brook, it's like a Sandra Bullock movie. You kind of don't really pay attention to the story.
Yeah, I never knew what the dates were in that year.
Yeah.
English Ian, I'm not sure who he's referring to here. It could have been anybody, but he says, I drink her bath water, says English Ian.
There you go, English Ian.
Let's assume it's Sandra Bullock.
I'd like
it
to say...
It could only be Sandra Bullock, Helen Mirren, or...
Kelly Brook.
Did we mention... Oh, yeah, as well.
Yeah. We've gone on a bit about people today. We better start changing the tones.
Exactly, especially since it was also Kevin Spacey's birthday. You don't want to go down that road.
You wouldn't want to be drinking that bath water. Huh? That dirty fecker will be drinking your bath water.
You're right, let's leave that well and truly alone.
Yeah, so. I definitely think so.
Tell you what's going on
today. I feel weird now.
It is the final day, this week at least, of the Hit Bit. And it's a free clue Friday. Before we play the Hit Bit, in about an hour's time, Magic Mike is going to give us a clue. So keep your ears peeled for that. It could be a day to win a whole heap of cash.
I forgot about that, yeah.
Free clue Friday.
And do you know what we should do then? Because it's supposed to be 790, as we should make it the 800
exactly.
for the Free Clue Friday. So there
exactly.
you go. €800 then on Free Clue Friday with
good
the Hit
shout.
Bit.
Good shout, my learned colleague. Right, so we'll do that for... We'll have a free clue and make it £800 on the Hit Bit. We'll have the last day of the Breakfast Table quiz. Also, of course, we've got Magic Mike's mixtape. Apparently, there was a big story. The cassettes are coming back into fashion.
Yeah, unbelievable.
So Magic Mike is going to knock up a mixtape and give you a chance to win tickets to... A great 80s show that's happening at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre called Club Tropicana, so we'll give you a chance to win on that. And who, as I say, well, could be a bit of a sporting flavour to the show today as well at any stage.
Ah, there will be, yeah.
PJ could be receiving the full toss.
I hear.
Enough said about that.
Jeepers.
Actually, no, you're right. We said we were getting away from the whole Kevin Spacey
thing. Yeah, I was thinking, you want to be careful now. If I get a full...
Maybe you'd be better off with a Jaffa.
If I get a full toss today, it's against me, Will.
Yeah, Shania Twain here at Classic Hits. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you, 7:10. Man, I feel like a woman, which PJ specifically asked me to play, funnily enough, because he feels like he could do with a woman based on the story that's in one of the papers this morning. He could do it. Getting one in.
Well, getting a man in, getting someone in, getting help.
You had, if you were with us yesterday, you'll know that PJ had this... Well, it was a bit of a disaster, really, wasn't it? Over the last couple of days. You and your fridge came to
I've
a disagreement.
I've had some serious fridge defrosting problems. And I know people are going, defrosting the fridge. No, fridge defrosting problem. My fridge is goosed. So these huge, big blocks of ice develop around the back of it there, and I had to get rid of it. It was a disaster, horrible job.
Yeah.
And then when you do that, you have to clean...
Effect.
The whole house is in tatters then after.
Right.
So I have to go and clean the entire house, top to bottom. And then, you know what I mean? Which I have to do all the time anyway. Because I live on my own. Because I don't have help.
Which completely flies in the face of this story.
Yeah, and I tell you something. Lads, get your act together, lads. You're outrageous, letting us all down, right? Women do more housework than men in 93% of the households. 93%
wow.
of the households. Even when both partners work full time. Because the first thing you want to say there is go, ah, well, you know, we're still working towards equality in the workplace. And, you know... such is that if one person is at work, the other person will have more time.
Yeah.
No, even when it's both people working. It's actually worse than those statistics. It's actually unbelievably worse. So women are 5 times more likely to spend 20 or more hours a week doing housework than lads, right? Just end the story. That's it. 8,500 couples were surveyed. So it's a pretty comprehensive study.
Yeah.
And when children, even in families where the kids have grown up, left the house and all of that, right? So kids have grown up and gone. You're both still working. And still, even in those circumstances...
So hang on a second. So
even in those circumstances, 93%, less than half of lads are doing 5 hours
of housework
a week. Yeah,
right. So hang on a second. So are we saying that? Just so I'm clear, right? Are we saying that in a house, the woman in that house is doing 93% of the housework? Or are we saying in 93% of households?
No, 93% of households.
Right. Okay. The women are doing more.
Significantly more.
So you're basically in the 7%. Because
it's just me doing everything. I do everything.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. Two in five couples are the dual working couples. Like, that's the way it works out, because it's so hard to raise a family and both people be working, you know, that way.
It ends up that
one of you ends up probably paying for the childcare type of thing. It's tough. It's really tough.
Yeah.
So the largest group, 2 in 5 couples, made up of dual earners. Now, that's the group on this that the researcher said, well, they're more likely to share the burden.
Yeah.
That's the worst group for lads.
Is it?
That's where the laziest lads are. That's the worst. In fact, 16% of women in this group spend 20 plus hours of their week on the household.
So
3% of men. 3% of men. Doing equal or more housework.
Wow.
That's 97% left on the lap of the lady in the house. Whereas gentleman's smock pants is coming in going, I'm a bit too tired, you know, man. Had a long day, so I did. People annoy me, talking to me and all about things. How am I supposed to listen to a hoover now? You know what I mean? You do that, love. You're better at that than I am anyway. That's the usual crap, isn't it? It takes me ages to do it badly once. Yeah, it takes me ages to do it. You can do it in 15 minutes. You know this, all
yeah,
this
yeah,
crap.
Yeah.
All these stupid excuses.
Like the ones I use for ironing.
Ironing, yeah. Well, my excuse for ironing is I just don't do it. And yeah. To make sure no one's around to give out to me about it.
We're in a similar situation.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but my stuff just remains unironed.
Unironed.
You know what I mean? That's the...
Yeah.
Oh, God. And I'm particularly upset about this.
Why is that? Like, because you would... And to be fair, like, whatever about the situation you said, like, you know, we still have a long way to go to get to equality in workplace environments and all that sort of stuff and parity in sort of
in
people
whole,
in employment
yeah.
and everything. But, you know, when you're in the situation where there's two... full-time workers.
Yeah.
What's the shakedown? What are the lads saying? What are they saying about not doing this?
I can only think it's that stuff that I'm on about there. The whole, oh, no, look, listen. We need a bit of peace and quiet when I come in. Jesus, these kids are down me head in. We can't, give me 5 minutes. And when you really mean an hour.
The
usual. Oh, no, I can't make it. Listen, I'm after bumping into Jim, right? And he's mad to go for a point. He's mad to go. And really, he's sitting there in his own. We're reading the newspaper. Go, oh God! Before I go back to this asylum now, jeez, help me, breath.
That
and
is,
she's at home straight after work, stuck in making the place livable. Do you know the way?
It's a hard one to explain.
Dealing with
one,
the nippers and all that. I think because there doesn't seem to be any feasible excuse other than that.
Yeah.
You have two people
so you're
working.
You're talking about the likes of say Alan in Dublin here, who has very kindly offered his opinion on us on the WhatsApp there. Ah, lads. What else would women be doing if they weren't doing housework? Should they be bored?
Are you bored, Alan? Are you bored? Do you get bored, Alan? No, you don't. Because we all need our downtime.
We need to get a word from Alan's missus.
I'd love to, yeah. Call Alan. Alan, send us on your missus' number there. We'd love to give her a ring.
There's Len in Limerick who feels your pain because he's just defrosting his own freezer.
Len.
Although PJ's case it was his fridge, but you know what I mean.
Fridge and freezer, yeah. It's a course of a job. It's an absolute course of a job, yeah.
That is a strange one.
Unbelievable.
Now. And there's you.
I'm going to have to get a man
to do it
in.
All. You see, that's how you're in such a position of power to empathise with, you know, the downtrodden women of Ireland who are still doing the housework despite the fact that they also do, you know, go out to work. Because there's you having to do all of your own house chores.
Well, I tell you, yeah, well, there's us. And letting down all of us lads who can actually look after ourselves.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's Debbie now, you know, coining a phrase there. It's called lazy bastard syndrome.
Debbie, you're right. I apologise, but Debbie, you're right.
Some of us do house chores. I wouldn't necessarily. I'm not saying I would do 50%. I don't know how you calculate it. Do you know the way things
Well,
tend
do you do half the jobs? That's
no,
kind of how you calculate it.
Things tend to break down, right? You know the way people end up having jobs. Like, I'd absolutely admit to never ironing.
No, yeah, some jobs now. You know, you come to deals. You can do
but
deals
do
with people. When I've lived with people before, you come to deals. You go, that's your job, that's my job. You can do deals like that, I think.
Yeah, that's probably the way most of it shakes down, really.
A lot of houses break it down to domestic
and
maintenance.
And stuff.
You know, there's domestic and maintenance. A lot of houses will break it down that way.
Right.
You know, that way. So you'd be, like, required to do all the grunt work.
Right.
And then another...
And the finesse would be...
And the finesse, yeah, and I was left with the hands of the artist in the house. You know, that kind of thing.
Right, hang on a second, see what this is. I just have to find out what... My wife said to me, the wash basket is always overflowing and she wants me to start helping out. So, like any man, I decided to help and I bought a bigger basket.
Keith. You know, tis fellas like yourself, Keith. It's hard to give out to you because you might be a lazy whore, but you're very entertaining.
80s classic and guaranteed Irish too. Phil Lynott and Old Town here at Classic Hits, almost 7:21. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you. A couple of WhatsApps in just in relation to that story about the whole kind of housework and how lads are letting the side down, even in situations where both parties work. The lads aren't pulling their weight when it comes to housework. Paul in County Clare that was on to say that is a friend of his. His missus sorted him out right style. Says, a friend of mine's missus got him to do laundry by using a huge amount of starch on his underwear.
Good lord.
And ironing a knife edge seam onto them.
Ah, here.
He now does his own washing.
Imagine, that's serious dedication, isn't it?
That is the female equivalent. Like, of, like, you know when a lad had that, used to have the, allegedly had that technique of doing something so badly.
Yeah.
They would come along and go, oh, for God's sake, look, I'll do it myself, just leave it.
Whereas the women went, I'm going to do it so well.
Yeah.
It'll actually...
That it'll cut you.
It'll cut their nads off. There'll be, that's how are you going with that, like? That's
exactly.
A totally different way to do it.
087-188-0008, by the way, if you want to get us on WhatsApp. Loads still to come, including, of course, a free clue Friday ahead of the hit bit. We're going to play in about half an hour, maybe, on the hit bit. Ahead of that, Magic Mike is going to give us a clue that could help you scoop €800. Should be €790, but we're going to make it €800 because PJ decided, what the hell?
What the hell? A fiver in each of our pockets. Why not, Jim McCabe?
Yeah.
We can do that.
So that's what it's going to be all about. So that's all still to come. 087-188-0008, by the way, if you want to give us a shout. Great stuff. Thanks, Tara. It's 7:33. This is, of course, the hit bit. It's a bit of a hit, but of what hit is it a bit? Big day on the hit bit today, being Friday, it is...
Free Clue Friday is what it is, so we got a free clue for you, and we're going to make it €800. We're going to do the old fivers on a Friday thing and throw it in, make it €800.
So Magic Mike has joined us in studio. This is the moment, 20 minutes, well, 15 minutes probably away from actually playing the hit bit. This is what you can think about, all right? Classichits.ie, if you want to check out the hit bit, listen to it as often as you like and check out all the previous guesses. But add to that, this...
I haven't got a clue.
Right. Well, that was a bit of a letdown in the end there.
I haven't got a clue.
Well, why? Yeah, but when we said it was free clue.
That's the clue. I haven't got a clue. That is the clue.
You would have to do something weird now, knowing you. You couldn't just do a straight fall. You couldn't do it.
Yeah.
He had to come in and make it all cryptic.
Say it's got something to do with whatever. No. It had to be.
Had to be cryptic, didn't it? Cryptic.
I haven't got a clue.
That is the clue. I haven't got a clue. Those words.
I despair, Pete.
God, you know. Hopefully it's enough for somebody somewhere. For me, all it does is cause more confusion.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Then again, if you told me who it was, I'd be more confused, so it doesn't really matter.
Roy Orbison, you got it here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, just 22 minutes to 8 o'clock. New clue now available on the hit bit, albeit that it was a bit of a strange one to start. But apparently, I haven't got a clue.
Is the clue.
To the
That's
hit bit.
It. So, I haven't got a clue is the clue to the hit bit. So, there you go. 800 quid for the first person that gets that right today.
Absolutely. So, we're going to play in about 10 minutes. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. Don't give us your guess. Just let us know if you want to play. Now, in the meantime, looks like it's a case of going back to the future.
Believe it or not, the Humble cassette tape has made a comeback. Oh, well, it hasn't made a comeback, but it's making a comeback, right?
Yeah.
So 50,000 of them were sold last year, right? 50,000.
This is kind of following on from the whole vinyl revival as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. So 50,000 sold last year overall. Now, this far into the year, only halfway there, we're up to 85,000.
Ooh.
Now, I know those are small numbers, small potatoes in the grand scheme of things, but they are making somewhat of a comeback. And it follows on not so long ago, actually it's only the 4th of July it was, earlier on in this month, where somebody invented and put up for sale the Bluetooth cassette player. Which sounds like the most bizarre thing ever, that you should get the listening technology of the future and mix it with the old cassette tape of the past. But there you go, this is where it's going. Hipsters love this sort of nonsense. It's out there. Now, you know,
I mean, whatever about vinyl coming back, you know, and the whole thing with vinyl, a big part of it was the sleeve and all the sleeve notes and the artwork that was on us and everything, but I don't really get the cassette thing, do you?
I hated cassette tapes.
I never really was into cassettes.
Hated them. If you lived through cassette tapes, you knew, like, crap sound.
Yeah.
Jammed tape.
Jammed tapes.
Plastic tape cases. They'd melt on the dashboard of the car.
Ages trying to find your favourite song on it. Because you couldn't, like, lift the stylus thing and move it.
I'll do it, mind
you. You had to buzz back and forth.
Do you remember how good a feeling it was to rewind a song and stop it and play, and you got it right at the start of the song?
Yeah. Pitching.
You know, you're like, oh, yes. Oh, I'm a genius.
Hey, well, listen, off the back of this news, right, that's cassette tape. I still find it hard to believe.
And Madonna, the number three selling artist, by the way. I didn't give you the number one and two because I've never heard of them. You see, they're all, it's all people got from the future, getting into things from the past. But Madonna is the number three selling artist on cassette tape. And in fairness, they do say a lot of people buying cassette tapes are buying them to have as a keepsake rather than to actually listen to music. Yeah. So it's kind of like a souvenir that happens to play music kind of thing. But anyway,
because the other thing about it is, if you bought your cassette tape, you then have to go and buy a cassette player. Where do you get them now?
Well, you can get a Bluetooth one, believe it or not. But where would you get a regular one? I have literally no idea.
Wow.
Literally no idea either.
Strange but true, ladies and gentlemen. But in honour of the return of the cassette tape, or the apparent return of the cassette tape, we've put together a little something. Magic Mike, one of the most famous things, I suppose, about the cassette tape was, if you go right back, it was the idea that you'd put together your own.
Yes.
Like you'd tape off the radio.
Oh.
Or you'd put together your own favourite selection of songs on one blank cassette.
Brilliant. It was great. You
so
get the 90-minute one.
Perfect sort of mix of music.
Have your own A-side and B-side. Yeah. 90 minutes long. Proper job. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. I remember there was the 120 ones. They were very unreliable, though. There was too much tape
too
on
much
them.
Too much tape. They were unraveled. The machine had to eat them all the time. And then there you were spinning them around on a pen
tape
or
to
a pencil.
Wrap around the world on one of those things.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so the mixtape, whether it was a mixtape that you were given to somebody, remember that was a thing as well, you'd put together a
and give it to them, yeah. Of their own music.
Exactly, yeah. Or you're doing your favourites for yourself, right? So Magic Mike has put together his mixtape. We just need you to tell us the three famous songs that are on Magic Mike's mixtape, okay? And if you can do it, we will give you tickets. Well, one of you at least, tickets to Club Tropicana, brand new show at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre, opens on the 30th of July. We've tickets for the opening night, runs until the 3rd of August, I think. But we've tickets for the opening night. Joe McKeldry, former X Factor winner, is one of the stars. So what are the three 80s classics on Magic Mike's mixtape? Good stuff.
The last one has me caught. I know it, but I don't know it.
Yeah,
you know that way?
Yeah, because you're going to have to start singing it now.
Oh, I'm going to have to start singing it, and then we can't.
Will I do it again? Will I give it again? I will give it again.
The first two I got handy. The last one caught me out a little bit.
Right, okay. Well, then here's another chance to listen. Right, so three huge 80s hits on Magic Mike's mixtape. You've got to tell us what the three of them are for your chance to win those tickets to Club Tropicana at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre. Have it. I got it. It came to me at the second listening. Has it still not sunk in?
I need to hear just one more.
No. You got your chance. 087-188-0008. Free to have a go on WhatsApp. Give us the three huge 80s classics on Magic Mike's mixtape. Oh. And you could win yourself tickets to Club Tropicana at the Bordgosh Energy Theatre. 30th of July is the opening night. That's the night we have tickets for. Joe McKeldry, former X Factor winner, is the star. And it features all of the big 80s hits. In fact, I think those three songs may well be in that show.
But I think anyway, I have it now. I think I have it.
Yeah?
I think I have it, yeah.
Excellent.
Ooh, jeevers, that was, I tell you, there was steam coming out of my ears there for a second.
Right, well, if you think you know, get on the WhatsApp right away. Give us your name and your answers. 087-188-0008.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with the National Card Centre. If it's carding you want, then you're on the right track. See nationalcardcentre.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit! So there you go, the Hit Bit, and it is Free Clue Friday. Woo! So we have a brand new clue and 800 quid up for grabs for the weekend. And the brand new clue is, I haven't got a clue.
Yeah, and he's not being facetious there. Genuinely, that is the clue. I haven't got a clue. Is the clue.
There you go. So that's about the size of it. Let's see if it actually makes a difference to any of you. First of all, here it is. One more listen before we get stuck in. Mad to give it away this morning, so we are. So, Colm Lawler in Limerick. How are you getting on, Colm?
How are you, PJ? How are you, Jim?
All How's right. it going, Colm? How are you, sir?
Not too bad, not too bad.
Happy Friday to you.
And to you, my friend.
Thank any
you.
Big weekend plans ahead?
No, not there. Well, might take the kids up to the zoo. We'll see. See if they're behaving themselves.
All right, so.
Well, yeah, see now, we'll keep them young.
A big weekend for Limerick, of course, with the Kilkenny game. So,
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Best of luck for everyone there.
Well, I'm from Dublin, but
I can hear that. I can hear that, Colm. I was hoping you were getting into the spirit of things. So that's why the zoo is more important than
absolutely,
Ireland, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, so let's try and give you a few quid. 800 to be exact. What do you reckon, Colm?
I think it could be Lionel Richie, Hello.
Right, so Lionel Richie, Hello.
One of PJ's favourite songs. Well, certainly favourite videos, anyway.
Oh, the video's great. Love it. Hello's a me you're looking for. He rings whore. I just need to say that. He's the one that calls her and then goes, are you looking for me? That's not how phones work, Lionel.
He's a stalker.
Anyway, lads, who did you say is on the Lionel there?
It's...
Oh, my God almighty.
What's his
Colm,
name?
Colm. His name is Colm.
Colm. Hello. It's wrong, Colm.
God. Who's on the Lionel?
Will you fire him, for God's
sake? Yeah.
Excuse me, before you ask for me to be fired, can I just say a thought on the spot there? Because he ruined me. Me line there.
Hell.
I had to change it. I think at my feet, lads.
Why, what was your original line?
I gave the line. I was going to say, hello. Oh, sorry, is it me you're looking for?
Oh, right. I beg your pardon, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's right, Colm. It was our fault.
Yeah, exactly. Talk about diffusing the blame. Listen, Colm, have a cracking day, cracking weekend. Yep. Thanks for having
too,
a go.
Guys. Cheers
man.
You.
Take care.
Bye. Right, so Dean Finnegan is in Dublin. How are you getting on, Dean? Dean!
Dean, what's the story? Hello, Dean.
Dean!
Is he gone, is he?
Well, yeah,
I think we lost him. I think we lost Dean.
Right, well anyway...
Obviously he was going to go... He got upset with the whole Lionel thing and all as well, maybe. Who knows?
Dean, are you there? No.
No, he's gone.
No worries. Anyway, he was going to guess your favourite band in the whole wide world, PJ Gallagher. He was going to guess Simply Red.
Oh, stop.
Wow.
It's no wonder he's gone. Red. He's ashamed of himself.
What song was he going for?
If You Don't Know Me By Now.
If You... Oh, great
if
cover.
If You Don't Know Me By Now. PJ, sing it.
You'll never, ever, ever know anything about
them. Originally done by...
What was it? It's actually a cover.
Yeah, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes.
Just like Simply Red, isn't it? Take a terrible song and actually make it worse. That's
it wasn't a terrible song. Oh, very
it's an awful song. Oh my God. Your man look. Oh God.
Anyway, lads, it means it's going to be worth €1,600 for Double Money Monday now if it's not won by Damien. Damien later on. But then again, money's too tight to mention.
Oh dear.
Oh my God. It's no wonder Dean legged it.
He may have known what was
is
coming.
Dean got off the line up.
Oh, shit.
That's it now. I'm calling a halt to this straight away. I'm just take no more.
Do you know the word? It's the funnier he finds them, the more they hurt.
Exactly.
That's the truth, you know.
Yeah. It pains you to see him
enjoy
himself
so much. Anyway, at 20 to 5, you can do this without Magic Mike. With Damien Farley.
Jim in the morning.
Wake up happy. Classic hits.
George Michael's Fast Love here at Classic Hits. 9:08 on this Friday. Happy Friday. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Friday, 26th of July.
Got some caught me teeth.
087-188-0008 if you want to get us for free on WhatsApp.
I'm after biting a bit. A little bit of the skin off my finger and it got caught me teeth there.
Right, lovely.
And you turned on the microphone. That typical of you. Turn it on.
Of course, obviously.
Same time every day. He doesn't care what's going on. Mike goes on. End of story. Apologies. He'll be there. You're getting something out from between your teeth. Yeah. No, that's all I'm going to be doing. Me talking now. Unbelievable.
Brilliant. Brilliant, yeah. It's amazing the amount of things that are my fault, really, isn't it?
It really is. It's like, extraordinary. I swear to God, yeah. Like, it's like...
The amount of things that are in your life that are my fault.
He doesn't even say, are you ready there now or not? No, just... obviously see...
Like, yeah, naturally. Because I have to... I should be aware of when you start eating skin off your nails.
That's what I mean. I wasn't sitting here with my fingers in my mouth just for the... just because it looks good.
Right, listen, we're about to hand out our tickets for Club Tropicana coming to the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre, 30th of July right up until the 3rd of August. Opening night is the night that we have the tickets for. Joe McKeldry, one of the big stars, former X Factor winner. It's a night of cracking 80s tunes. They seem to feature as part of it. It is primarily a musical show.
Big time, yeah. Big time, so, a big time 80s show.
If you're an 80s
show.
Fan.
And we played you the mixtape. Are we going to play it again?
Yeah, why not?
Here's... We have a winner, all right. We had loads of people getting the right answer. But just in case...
Yeah.
You want to play when it's too late.
Yeah, that's the best part.
I love that. If you want to play, it's too late.
Just so that we can make you feel that you should have really been here earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
Because this all came off the back of a story that was in the papers to say that cassettes... are making a comeback. Bizarre, as
unbelievable.
That makes sound.
Yeah, but
ridiculous.
Like, even a Bluetooth cassette player been released. And yesterday we found out that 85,000 cassettes sold so far this year.
Incredible. So it brought us back to the days of mixtapes when you used to have to kind of put together your favourite song. Nowadays, of course, it's all Spotify playlists and whatever.
Thank God for that.
When you had to kind of put your songs together on a blank cassette or whatever to make up your own mixtape. So we end up with Magic Mike's mixtape. And you had to identify these three 80s classics. That one at the end was catching you out for a little while.
It was, because it was a mix-up between two for me.
Was it?
Yeah. But then
you're undecided.
Yeah, I thought it was In Excess the first time I heard it.
Yeah.
You know that
one? Yeah,
but that's what I thought it was. I was like, that's In Excess for definite.
Yeah, so listen, the answers we were looking for, one was obvious.
One was Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Wanna Have Fun. The second one was Depeche Mode.
Just
Can't Get Enough. And the third one was, finally, The Penny Drop, The Fine Young Cannibals, and She Drives Me Crazy.
She Drives Me Crazy. So well done. Winner of our tickets for Club Tropicana, Miles Wickham in Kildare. Miles Wickham in Kildare, pair of tickets for opening night at Club Tropicana, Bord Gáis Energy Theatre, 30th of July, and it runs right up until the 3rd of August. That's a good little game, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great game. I like that. We should do that again. Yeah, Magic Mike's mixtape.
The old mixtape.
Yeah, I like it, you know what I mean? It's like Sudoku for the ears. You know what I mean?
Like Sudoku for the ears.
Yeah. Keeps the brain ploughing over and you don't need a newspaper or a pen or anything.
Yeah.
All you need is, you know... Could record them, listen back to them on the tape.
Yeah, if you had a blank, you could tape it off the radio, like. Is that what you're saying?
Tape it off the radio.
That's a very good idea. go back to biting your nails there or something.
Put my fingers in my mouth, because everything I say is stupid.
80s classic Fleetwood Mac and Everywhere. Here a classic hit, 16 minutes past 8 o'clock. Ruth's been on WhatsApp to say, I still listen to the mixtapes my brother used to make for me in the 80s.
Get out of
it. Ruth Farrell in Dublin 15.
And what do you... please text again and tell me what you listen to them on.
Yeah.
Do you have a tape deck in the house?
We were talking about how, you know, if you did go and buy yourself a cassette, what would you have left to play it on? Like, are there cassette players still lying around people's houses in their attics and stuff?
I've got one now in my ma's house. She still listens to the same one that we got in 1987 or something.
Wow.
And she uses it as a radio. I don't know if the tape deck actually still works on it, but it's there. It
exists. Ironically, up until the last kind of probably couple of months, I had one as part of a, because myself and Mike were actually talking about this, so I had one as part of like another system. You know, one of those things that had a CD player and a MIDI player and a radio and all that
course,
sort of kind
of
thing.
Yeah, yeah,
it was
yeah.
a thing as part of that, and I only got rid of it in the last few months.
Did you?
That's mad, isn't it?
I trust you.
Literally, it was like, there was a
just
piece,
the very year that cassettes are coming back in, and yeah. he's turfed it out.
Everything you need to know about Jim McCabe's life there, summed up in one yeah. anecdote. but you know what the mad thing about that is? That system, right, you literally had three pieces of now outdated technology.
Yeah.
In one system.
Oh, God, I never thought about
you
that.
Know,
you
CD,
yeah.
mini disc, cassette. Actually, some people would argue radio as well. Being
radio, famous, yeah.
Say nothing about that.
It's on the way.
We need to get it, you know.
Us old dinosaurs. At least when you listen
say
to Spotify, you don't get two gobdaws speaking over the end of the song.
I don't like cricket.
What hey. Side are you on? Huh? Are you trying to talk us out of a gig here,
not at all. If you're going to listen to radio, do it the right way. Classic hits. Yeah. Only way to do it.
Listen, things are still going well on the cricket front at the moment. As you heard with Tara in the sports news there, Ireland's still in a good place in their game against England.
Are they? Yeah, what's going on now? Have their googly moogies hit their
I knew you were going to do that. You couldn't let me just get away with making it sound like I knew what I was talking about. You had to go and ask me what exactly was going on. Now we both look like idiots.
Well, will I tell you what's going on?
Go on then.
Let me.
This should be interesting, right?
What do you mean?
Based on the fact that, because basically all I wanted to tell you was we're having part two of PJ's cricket induction. Now that Irelander, he's decided are a cricket force because he's such a loyal Irish supporter. He's going to get behind them. We did the theory test the other day with the cricket terms. That went well.
Well,
for the today's the practical.
So for the second day running in Lords, what are they doing there? The House of Lords in their first test against England, and their third in the format. I've played with no.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. The sports news, courtesy of PJ Gallagher. There. So the idea was right. PJ had the theory test the other day with the terms.
I can't
and today,
even read it.
Magic Mike has actually brought in cricket bat and cricket pads and bails and stumps and everything, and we're actually going to have live bowling. That sounds ridiculous. Live cricket, sorry. Mike is going to bowl to PJ. He's going to have his practical cricket test in this very studio before 9 o'clock.
Radio cricket, ladies and gentlemen, it's about to happen. They said it couldn't be done.
No, actually, they didn't say it couldn't be done. They said, what share of gobshites would do that?
Yes, they said it shouldn't be done. We will show you why it should be done. Because if you thought cricket was hard enough to understand when you were looking at it, wait here when you're just listening to it.
Good stuff. Thanks a million, Tara. 8:32. We got the breakfast table quiz. Final day on the way. Final chance to win this latex Sealy mattress of your choice. Delivered to you courtesy of Kieran Cork's Guru Mattress at Living Dreams in Cork. It's a score, 10 or 11 to beat? What have we got to beat on that?
Oh, we're still on 10, I think, aren't
is
we?
It's
we
still 10.
Did we not? We didn't pass it yesterday, sure. We didn't.
Oh, I don't think we did.
Actually. Cannot remember for sure, but I'm pretty sure 10. Can't remember for sure, but I'm pretty sure. That's me all over.
Beautifully phrased.
Sums me up. Who knows what it is in the Berkeley Table Quiz. Hopefully 11 puts you in the lead. 087-188-0008. If you give us a shot now, we'll put you in the pot and you can have a go. Kick your ass there!
I knew he was going to come in on that line. He always comes in on that line.
Oh!
Anyway, it's the new Radicals. You get what you give. Here are Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 8:37. Happy Friday.
I don't like cricket.
And it is time for what we would argue is probably a radio first. I kind of feel that we don't get the credit we deserve for the amount of radio boundaries that we have broken over the years.
I know.
And we're about to break another one.
They say if you can't understand it by looking at it, you'll definitely never understand it with just being so desensitized to just listening to it. But we beg to differ.
If you have the opportunity, this would be a really, really good time to check us out on Facebook Live, okay? Because if you can at all, if you're in any sort of position to kind of check us out on Facebook Live, this is the time to do us. Because we are about to do radio cricket. We are about to play cricket on the radio right now. PJ Gallagher is currently bedecked. I mean, you've gone for it.
Well,
to be fair, Mike has provided all the gear.
I have a cricket racket, and I've got the cricket gloves, and I've got the cricket leg paddy
things. Pads to look, there you go, to Facebook, there you go. Full leg pads, he's got the big gloves, the cricket, the bat, the whole lot.
So there you go, so we're
going to... You started complaining about it.
What do you mean? It's a bit itchy, you know. And the hands, they're Scarecrow Wurzel Gummidge style hands. Everything about it is a little unusual.
Yeah.
But you know, now that I'm in the kit and have all...
Are you feeling all crickety?
I am feeling a bit crickety. I'm feeling a bit like a bit of a gentleman now, I'll be honest with you. I have the moustache and everything. I feel like I've just walked out of Victorian England for a game of old cricket with the boys.
Excellent.
You know what I mean?
So basically what's going to happen is, right, we did the test, the theory test, with PJ the other day, where we gave him all the cricket terms.
Oh, safe to say I failed that, Mr.
It didn't go great. But I have every faith. I think this is going to go better. This is the practical element of the test.
Right.
So Magic Mike has provided all the gear. We've got a set of stumps and bales set up in the corner of the studio. Magic Mike is going to ask, or is going to act as bowler. Now, are you going to be, what are you going? Are you going leg spin?
Going
are you going fast bowler? Are you going
fast bowler?
Right.
Now I'm going to slow down ever so slightly, but kind of fast bowler.
Right.
And we're going to, now Jim, you're not escaping this. We're going to have to do a bit of a challenge for you now.
You're definitely going to have a go.
Yeah, but by the way, I had a go before we came on air earlier on and completely fresh aired it, right? Anybody who's ever played golf with me knows that my hand-eye coordination is the worst. It's so bad, it's a wonder how I feed myself. That's how bad my hand-eye coordination is. Right.
What we're going to do is, right, I'm going to bowl one to both of you, okay?
Right.
And we're going to calculate runs in that if you hit the wall on this side of the studio, where away from the stumps, right, that's going to be a 4.
Right.
All right, but you have to run up to the door and back if you want to get a 2 or 3. Right, do you understand me?
No. Right.
And doesn't matter.
So while PJ's batting, will I act as a fielder?
You can act as a fielder, so catch him out if you can,
and see if I can bowl, and see if I can, I have no idea what's going on here.
Right, here we go.
This is ludicrous,
bash,
right? So as I say, this is actual radio cricket, never before done. PJ Gallagher is at the crease. Do you call it a crease?
A crease,
So he's at the crease. Magic Mike has... this is the only time a bowler will ever have a curved run. He's going to have to run around the studio to bowl to PJ Gallagher. I'm standing by, obviously, in case... to be honest with you, I'm more afraid that he's going to hit me with it deliberately. But anyway.
Are you ready?
Right, here we go. This is it. Are you going to bowl him out? Are you going to get... is it a boundary? Is it going to be runs? Here we go. Right, watch this. He's wrong. Okay, it's been bowled.
Was that a boundary? That's a six.
Right, straight away. He still ran anyway.
I broke the telly. It's not the point.
That's incredible.
Will everybody stop looking at the television?
PJ Gallagher, you are a success in the practical element of cricket.
Yeah!
So well done, you.
I feel like such a gentleman now.
Can be over that bat, right?
Pass the bat.
Right, I'm gonna take my headphones off and wander over here.
So he's gone over there. Right, now it is.
Do remember we've thousands of euro worth of equipment in here. I know we got a 6, but that's...
Straight away, he's trying to put me off.
We got a 6 and a broken telly. Right. So now it's your goal, Jim McCabe. Now, the man who fresh aired it earlier on.
Can I point out I have no protective gear?
Good, that's good, that's better. Don't worry.
It's a soft ball.
It is, and you've got a very shiny head, so it'll be perfect. Right, here we go. Magic Mike, on the run up. Are you ready? Let's do this. He's rolled. He's bowled. And he's missed it! Jim McCabe missed it! He completely...
He went over there!
Two fresh airs in a row by Jim McCabe.
Fell ball.
Go on, give him a sympathy ball. Come on, here we go. Jim McCabe again. The tension, unbelievable. Here it is, it's bowled. The batsman, he's missed it again! He missed 3 in a row! Unbelievable. What was the term again? He's got a dickety dockety bowler.
Dibbly-dobbly.
A dibbly dobbly bowler in his Jaffa hat. Right, let's do it again.
Come on, Mike.
Now, he's literally missed 3 in a row. 4, here we go.
Come on.
He finally makes contact.
There you go. I did warn you, it might take a while, that I do have the worst hand-eye coordination in the history of the world.
And you weren't lying.
Exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen, if there's anyone around to assist Jim taking his shoes off later, that'd be brilliant.
Exactly, yeah. So I think it's fair to say, PG, you did very well in the practical.
I think, you know what I mean? Yeah, we did well.
Absolutely, you managed to break
the television. Do you want to have a go, Mike?
I don't know how to do it.
Bowl to Mike. Mike is a bit of an expert in this, right? It's all his gear, so this could go anywhere. We're expecting this to end up in... this could end up in the Liffey or somewhere, right?
Right, here
although
we go.
PJ's bowling, so Mike could end up on the deck, is the other way this goes.
Hey!
He missed! Thank you, God! He missed it! Thank you, God!
Blame the bowler. Blame the bowler. What was that? He did a dance before.
Do you know what that was? I think you gave him the full toss there.
I gave him the full toss.
You gave him the full
toss.
I got him
by the full toss there.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Oh, that was
thank
great.
God. Thank you so much, Mike, for getting me off the
hook. I'm so just for you, Jim.
And I'm so glad I'm actually the biggest tosser in the studio.
Yeah, Mel and Kim, respectable, not a term that could be applied to myself or Magic Mike's attempt to play radio cricket there, has to be said. Although I have a feeling PJ did something. I think he wet himself or something and he left us on a sticky wicket. And that's why myself and Mike struggled with our attempts at radio cricket. I think
basically, I'm the cricketer.
You
are
like, you know, I think I ended up with a googly, I think. There's definitely something
you
strange
definitely
going
got a googly mood, you googly eye, because you couldn't hit that ball, weren't
you? Well, I mean, like, considering how bad I can't hit the ball when it's literally on the ground. You know what I mean? So when it's actually moving, how am I? I have no chance.
Well, I suppose, yeah. I love the way he was just going to keep going. Like, we would have been here till 10 o'clock if he didn't hit it. He was there. He was not going until he made contact with that ball.
Absolutely. Thank God Mike came along and saved me blushes by being equally rubbish, which is great.
He did
thank
have
you.
The worst bowler in Irish history,
thank
though.
Thank you for that.
I was actually anyway. Skipping in front of him trying to figure out what way to throw the ball.
You can check it out on Facebook. The video is up on Facebook if you want to go and check it out for yourself.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize that there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Final chance to win a Sealy mattress with thanks to Living Dreams Cork, stockist of top international and Irish brands in living, dining and bedding. You can pick your own latex Sealy mattress and delivery will be arranged by Kieran, who is, of course, Cork's mattress guru. Sealy Mattress is one of the huge brands in the world of beds and bedding and all that sort of stuff. You can guarantee yourself a satisfying sleep. Living Dream is, of course, a massive selection of Sealy products and lots more as well. You can check out their showroom. It's in Little Island in Cork there, just behind the NCT Centre. Or, of course, if you want to do it online, you can do that. Living Dreams, and that's Dreams with a Z, okay? Livingdreams.ie. For more details about their summer sale.
So there you go. And it is 10 to score to beat still, right? Yep. That is official now. Johnny Judge said it on Tuesday, so he is the man to beat. So 11 or more will put you, Carol, into the lead if you can get it. How are you getting on, Carol?
I'm very good, thanks, lads. How are you?
All good, I tell you. I feel better now the cricket's out of the way.
Yeah. have you any weekend plans for yourself, Carol?
No, none really. I'm working tomorrow again and just off Sunday, so just chill out.
So you won't even get to see the cricket.
No, I won't.
Isn't that devastating?
What a loss for you, Caroline.
I'm devastated.
Right, let's see if we can make it up to you. We just need 11 correct answers in this 60 seconds from you, Carol, and you can sleep soundly on a latex Sealy mattress. Right, you good to have a go?
Yep, no problem.
Best of luck, here we go.
What F describes an edible, wild or domesticated land or water bird?
F. Fish.
A fowl. In which country is the city of Bordeaux?
France.
What country won the 1966 Football World Cup?
England.
Yeah, what is the name of the famous singer, or the famous designer Armani?
Giorgio.
In which James Bond film did the character Oddjob appear?
I have no clue.
Goldfinger. To which country did Shirley Valentine go on holiday?
Greece.
Yeah, what children's game involves throwing a stone onto a pattern of squares and hopping?
Piggy.
Hopscotch. Hopscotch. Are the black, red and gold stripes of the German flag horizontal or vertical?
Yeah,
you're right. What was the first name of the President John F. Kennedy's wife?
Oh my God, Jackie.
Yeah, which comedy actor starred in the film Bruce Almighty?
Oh, your man. I can see him with the beard. He has a big bushy beard at the moment.
I was dying for you to say something that we could have just skipped on. Jim Carrey it was.
Jim Carrey, that's it.
That's the one,
God,
yeah.
Shocking.
Oh, wow. I have to say, that was a bizarre first question you got landed with there now.
That was a toughie.
Bizarre.
What was it?
What F describes an edible, wild or domesticated land or water bird?
I don't know.
I was just going to say, foul. Even now it's a struggle.
It's foul.
Foul, yeah. It seems obvious when you hear the answer, but it's a weird question.
We're crying foul on that one ourselves, to be honest with you, on your behalf, Carol.
Yeah,
by the way, I also am going to give you a point for Piggy, Because
yes, we call it piggy.
Hopscotch may well be the correct term.
Yeah, piggy will do, yeah.
Piggy is absolutely. That's the colloquial term.
It is.
Right, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct answers. Aww.
Not so bad, Carol. Considering some of those questions were bizarre and pulled out of the Victorian playbook that they from the cricket days.
Blame Mike, right.
We always do that.
Listen, Carol, have a good day and a happy Friday anyway, and a cracking weekend. Take care of yourself. Thanks for playing.
No bother. Thanks a lot.
Cheers.
Thank you. Bye.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Classic hits.
Right, on to CSI.
Into the 90s on CSI. Some great tunes coming up. If you want to play along, 087-188-0008. Do we still have tickets to give away?
Well, I don't know. We gave them away earlier, but maybe we can blag another set.
Who knows?
PJ and Jim in the morning.
Wake up happy.
The two-time Imro Award-winning breakfast show with Flexify. Ireland's latest way to pay. See Flexify.com.
Classic hits.
Something for the weekend.